Dictation for Juanita, Juanita, Holland, Howland, May 31, 1937. We're going to address a letter to Dr. Cheryl, Cheryl, Lobert, Louvert, as in today, at Pace, capital P, as in Paul, capital A, capital C, capital E, 953-5800. Dear Dr. Lobert, this is a consultation for Mrs. Holland, teleconference for abnormal kidney function. She has a history of chronic kidney disease, recurrent urinary tract infection, coronavirus infection, according to the daughter, Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, she has been in the hospital multiple times, the last one, the early part of February, after a fall. With fractures on the left-sided and viral pneumonia. Back in October, coronavirus requiring rehabilitation. There was no ventilatory assistance. She did have oxygen. Presently, weight, appetite is stable. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. She's incontinent of urine, wears depends. No recent cloudiness or blood. Uses a walker. Denies recent falls. Has chronic dyspnea, uses inhalers as needed. Has a sleep apnea but refuses CPAP machine. There has been chronic edema, denies ulcers. Denies recent chest pain and respiratory symptoms. Denies major cough, sputum production. Denies skin rash, bruises, or bleeding nose gums. Next paragraph, her past medical history for morbid obesity. Osteoarthritis, respiratory failure, oxygen, atrial fibrillation, tachybrady syndrome, pacemaker, prior hallucinations, at the time of urinary tract infection, secondary hyperparathyroidism, prior small bowel obstruction, sleep apnea, no CPAP machine. Next paragraph, surgeries including appendix, electrical cardioversion, pacemaker, cataract surgery bilateral, hiatal hernia repair, hysterectomy, not clear if tubes or ovaries removed, apparently benign condition, right-sided fracture and surgery for the right-sided humerus. Apparently, lysis of adhesions at the time of bowel obstruction. There has been also hypertension, left ventricular hypertrophy, mitral aortic valve disease, pulmonary hypertension, next paragraph reported allergies to Cipro, codeine, hydrocodone, iron pills, penicillin, propaxyphen, sulfa, zinc, Zoloft, and Bentyl, B-E-N-T-Y-L. Next paragraph, medications presently include metoprolol, Tylenol, Emiodarone, vitamin D, Pepcid, vitamin C, Lipitor, Risperdal, Coumadine, thyroid replacement, Lasix, Claritin, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 100/266, weight 185.2. Patient able to answer questions, but most of the information, the doctor relays the information. Her speech appears to be normal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. From March, a few days ago, anemia 12.6, normal white blood cell, normal platelet count, normal B12, actually low normal B12, normal vitamin D25, normal TSH, kidney numbers were not done. In December, anemia 10.9, creatinine 1.5 for a GFR of 33. In that opportunity, low protein, low albumin, although this was around the time of prior hospital admissions and coronavirus infection. Back in August last year, creatinine 1.9 for a GFR of 25. Urine, no blood, no protein. Back in July last year, creatinine 1.9, GFR 25, consistent anemia. Next paragraph, echocardiogram from September 2020, ejection fraction normal 55-60%. Severe enlargement left atrium, moderate right atrium. Aortic valve is calcified, mitral valve calcified with moderate mitral stenosis. There is moderate pulmonary hypertension. There is a CT scan pelvis without contrast, November 2021. Bladder considered normal and ureters not dilated. There was no lymph nodes. She has extensive atherosclerosis of aorta and branches. Next paragraph, I review discharge summaries. Most recent one is from February with the UTI, pneumonia, a prior one from December with weakness, delirium, negative CT scan of the brain, was considered to be dehydrated with a fall. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 to 4. Next number, diet control diabetes. Next number, hypertension. Next number, no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis, although this is a few months back, needs to be updated. Next number, mild secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next number, Tachybrady syndrome, atrial fibrillation, pacemaker. Next number, congestive heart failure, preserved ejection fraction. Next number, severe pulmonary hypertension. Next number, mitral valve disease and stenosis. Next number, cognitive decline with problems of isolated delirium at the time of acute illness. Next paragraph, anemia. Next paragraph, hypertension appears to be well controlled. Next number, exposure to Neodaron. Next paragraph, comments, excuse me, next number, urinary incontinence. Next paragraph, comments. We will monitor new chemistries. We will advise in terms of diet changes based on potassium, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH, anemia. Blood tests to be done on a regular basis. We will confirm that urine remains negative for blood protein. I will do a kidney ultrasound to assess for asymmetry given the extensive atherosclerosis on abdominal aorta. There might be a component of cardiorenal syndrome from above valve abnormalities and pulmonary hypertension. All issues discussed with the patient and her daughter will follow with you, end of dictation.